Welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming Dreamforce show, Salesforce.com's annual conference. And recently there's been some buzz about Salesforce rolling out something called the Analytics Cloud, which is reported to offer additional reporting functionality and possibly some data visualization capabilities and other features. So today we're here with Geneva Stevens. She's a CRM expert who also works at a major U.S. telecom. So welcome, Jenny.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on with us. So I have a few questions for you. You kind of tipped me off to this. So let's start by telling listeners, what do we know so far about the Salesforce Analytics Cloud?
Well, I would say, you know, there's a lot of speculation now. Mark Benioff, of course, did his tweet out a few weeks ago about an Analytics Cloud discussion during Dreamforce, and that sparked all sorts of news and buzz in the blogosphere for CRM and Salesforce. Now, it's not coming as a total surprise. Salesforce acquired EdgeSpring last year and RelateIQ earlier this year, which are both two pretty good BI system tools. So we knew that they were interested in it. It's something that Salesforce, there's been complaints from people saying that they wanted more information and more visualization of data inside the system. So mostly the expectations are that this is going to launch and it's just going to really enhance the features inside the dashboard and reporting areas, give the ability to have more customized reporting inside.
So that kind of leads into my next question, which is, you know, there have been some complaints about a gap in Salesforce.com's intelligence area. How do you think that more data visualization and better reporting can close that gap?
Well, I think I and probably a lot of people that work within Salesforce are used to exporting the data and using Excel to kind of answer some of the questions, more customized questions from each individual company. And that's something that, you know, Tableau and even I would say Microsoft Dynamics CRM has had some better features for doing that. So not having to export that information into another software like Excel is just going to be a great way to ensure that Salesforce is keeping people inside their system and utilizing it as much as possible.
Right. More efficient, possibly.
Right.
But maybe fewer chances for error and kind of staying natively within the application.
Exactly.
Okay.
And just making sure that, you know, there's no longer the sending Excel spreadsheets and making PowerPoints, if you can just refresh the page and send someone a link into Salesforce directly.
And this isn't something that we talked about when we talked about the questions we might get to in this podcast, but one thing I wanted to ask you about is, do you foresee this having benefit not only for kind of CRM on the ground folks like yourself, but possibly other upper, you know, executives within the company who aren't necessarily used to seeing data the way that you're crunching data every day?
Right. I think it will. If they bring in a lot more of the visualizations, I think you're going to see a lot more executives happy with what they can get out of Salesforce in those terms. Because right now, you know, they're looking at it as a database. And yes, we can pull some dashboards, but if they can ask a question and it be brought up and they can just see something visually, we're going to see a lot more executives probably using the system.
Right. So now let's move on and talk about what else you might be looking forward to at Dreamforce this year.
Well, I definitely think that there's some great speakers coming to Dreamforce this year with Arianna Huffington. She's been making the rounds at a lot of conferences from Huffington Post. And then, of course, Hillary Clinton and Al Gore are also going to be there. So I'm excited to see what they're going to bring to the table, what they're going to be discussing. And then overall, there seems to be some great classes by some of the MVPs that inside other organizations that have been designated by Salesforce on developer classes and, you know, hands-on trainings for admins. I think admins are going to get a lot out of this year with learning how to basically become a developer and how they can use some of those developer tools that they might not use right now. So that's what I'm really looking forward to seeing what those, how those discussions go.
And you probably have a little bit more experience than the first time we're going to a show like this. Do you have tips for people who are attending Dreamforce as a first time to get the most out of the experience?
Yes, I do. I would say, first off, definitely make sure you're wearing your comfortable shoes. You want to look nice, but you also are going through multiple hotels and conference areas that are really spread out in San Francisco, and it's a great walking city, but you're going to be putting in some mileage over the week. Additionally, make sure you're looking at the agenda builder. There's plenty of sessions out there that are really interesting. You can see the details and who are presenting in those sessions. If they are full, that does not mean that the session is full. There are seats being reserved for people to come about 15 minutes before each session. So if you can get there 15 minutes before to a session you love, but you weren't able to schedule it on the agenda, definitely do so. Most people are going to get in if you're one of those first few people in line. And then lastly, those sessions that you aren't able to make sure that you write those down because they will be recorded. So if you can't make it in person, if there's, you know, one, two or three that are at the same time that you can't make, definitely refer back in a few weeks after Dreamforce.
All really good tips for a major show like this that's spread out and involves a lot of people everywhere. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for shedding light on some of what we might anticipate at the show. So I really appreciate your expert perspective.
It's been fun. Thank you.
And for more on customer relationship management, check out searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.